I'm Nick Holton, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network. Some sports people get better with age, like rugby league player Cameron Smith, who played his 356th game over the weekend in a career that doesn't seem to like ending, and he's 34 years old. How does he and other amazing sports people like him manage to perform so well for so long? Aaron Monopoly finds out.
There are some sports people who seem to keep getting better with age. Rugby league player Cameron Smith celebrated his 356th game, age 34, and Roger Federer won the US Open, age 36, over the weekend. What helps these sports people to perform at exceptional levels over many years? One factor that appears to override age or body is a player's mental state. Being able to cope with the mental fatigue of the focus, decision-making, pressure to perform, strategic planning, and having to change those plans as a match changes is almost as stressful as military combat, according to Aaron Coutts, Professor of Sport and Exercise Science at University of Technology, Sydney. It appears that if the mind keeps learning, training and practicing, then the body will follow as long as there's no major injuries. And injuries come down to luck for the most part. Alex Angel is an associate professor of surgery at the University of New South Wales, who says that while training and natural ability helps, it's the mental side of things that keeps the body going. When sports people like rugby league player Cameron Smith and tennis player Roger Federer compete and succeed at a high level consistency for a few years, is there any science that explains why they're able to compete and succeed as they are?
To my knowledge, there's no exact science. It's probably more a range of factors. So things like improved training and recovery methods, there's now better treatment for injuries, there's probably a bit of luck that goes with that in their injuries as well. As they get older, they probably know their bodies a bit better. They know what they need to do, know what's especially important to them, so the most vital parts of their training.
With how they perform, does the body work or do anything in different ways?
Probably more comes down to an efficiency thing. They've done things over and over and over. The body gets more efficient at it, spends less energy doing it, saying that their technique gets better probably as well. So in Roger Federer's case, his backhand, he could probably nail up 100 of those perfectly in a row with very little variance in each one, for example. Same with Cameron Smith. Obviously, technique and tackling across the 10, 15 years he's been playing now would improve.
So what you're saying is there's not really any evidence that points to it being a scientific reason or some sort of natural ability. It's more dedication and practice than anything else.
Yeah, look, there is probably some natural ability to it, definitely. But yeah, it would more be about that dedication and training.
So mental health would play a role in that, I suppose.
Yeah, so I guess dedication and drive as well to the game. From my personal experience, I was a swimmer at a younger age and people can just get sick of it, I guess. You're not in that environment, I guess, is too stressful, that sort of stuff. Obviously, these guys have been able to push through that. It's having a life away from the game as well, having that balance in their life too.
What's the secret to making it to 300 games?
I don't know, because I'm not the biggest bloke getting around or the fastest, you know. I always get told I look like an accountant, but I just think the thing for me is that I've always tried to train as hard as I can. Every time I'm on the training paddock, I've always tried to make myself a better footballer when I'm on the training paddock, when I'm out in the field playing in the games. And
what's the secret to making it to 300 games?
I don't know, because I'm not the biggest bloke getting around or the fastest, you know. I always get told I look like an accountant, but I just think the thing for me is that I've always tried to train as hard as I can. Every time I'm on the training paddock, I've always tried to make myself a better footballer when I'm on the training paddock, when I'm out in the field playing in the game. You're sampling the best.
Cameron Smith there, Melbourne Storm captain, Queensland State of Origin captain and Australian captain, ending that report by Aaron Monopoly.